This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Matt, excluding the November milk production report, what was your biggest story in your Friday newsletter?
It's probably the divergence between what is going on out in the countryside and the prospect of things changing in the new year with government intervention and support. This past week, a snowstorm hit the Northeast. People are not going and dining out because there isn't outdoor seating. In lots of cities, restrictions are being passed to limit going out to restaurants and that kind of thing. And what that's doing is it's hurting overall dairy demand, especially for butter and cheese. Additionally, we're past the holiday rush of order, so we're seeing fundamentals of dairy products deteriorate. These fundamentals that are weakening at the same time that the government involvement in markets is set to increase.
Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Tuesday.
We get a market update from Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company, who says we're entering a bullish environment as the dairy markets remain balanced.
In 2021, U.S. milk supply will cap rallies, we think, at $18.50 or $19. You're still going to have about, 226 billion pounds of milk produced. That's up about 1.7% from the current year. So a record supply of milk. The real question, if you want to become bullish, is what will all demand be? And I do think there will be enough demand in the world market that we can make it up to $19 or $19.50 relative to class three. Above that, we'll take some special new demand from China or somebody else. But I think there's going to be less volatility. Unlike the recent weeks or months where we've had milk moving at a dollar per hundredweight, I think you're going to see that contracting. As long as the federal government stays out of the market, we don't get those sugar highs, you're going to see the milk market start to calm down a little bit.
Wednesday.
There's going to be situations on your operation that you have to make decisions about your family's safety, your own safety, or your employees' safety. Just some things to think about. How much virus is entering the air? Let's say you have employees in the barn and in a closed-in area, and they're moving things and doing physical activity. Their breathing is going to speed up because they're like exercising, right? And that's going to put more virus out into the air. It also depends on how much air we're talking about. Like, what is the size of the room? What is the size of that glass? It also depends on air circulation. COVID is spread by air exhalation, little tiny microscopic droplets in the air that can hang for a long time. And so opening windows and getting fresh air helps move that air through, that bad air out, and new clean air in, and that can help.
Thursday.
More COVID relief on the way. Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, Congress approving a nice Christmas package for agriculture. What's the latest during this holiday week?
Well, as we're talking on Wednesday, President Trump has said that he may actually veto the relief legislation because it did not contain, in his view, enough money for Americans. But setting aside whether that happens or not, what we know is that the package has, for agriculture, about $13 billion in farm-directed assistance and about another $13 billion for nutrition assistance. And those programs are often paired together, and they were here with the coronavirus package. So there's a lot of good things in here for dairy specifically. Let me draw attention, Bill, to just a few of them. There's going to be more direct payments. I don't know if they'll call it the third round of the coronavirus food assistance program, but there's about $3 billion in payments that will go to livestock producers, and that includes dairy. So we don't know all the details about how much of that will go to dairy farmers or in exactly what form, but in all likelihood, it will resemble what happened with the first two rounds of the coronavirus food assistance program.
Friday.
Some really neat update work from Dr. Rick Grant and his research group at the Miner Institute Group, which is located in northern upstate New York. And we all know the importance of forages because it impacts dry matter intake. We know it impacts rumen fermentation and cow health, and of course, indirectly impacts milk yield and milk components. For producers that have lower quality forages this year, especially due to the growing conditions, you may want to test that and chop it shorter, either through a bale buster type unit or your TMR mixers to get optimal performance from your dairy cow. So this is something you take right to the farm today. Thanks. Have a great day.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.